I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Government officials target Christians in Turkey. The details coming up. Then later, find out how God is using your prayers in countries that are gospel resistant. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Turkey, where the threat of closure has come against the last official church building in one city. This historic building, in which three different congregations meet, received an eviction notice from a government official last month. The notice said the building was structurally unsafe and that they needed to be out before August 24th. However, Bruce Allen with FMI says the church gathered evidence to the contrary.
They have just had like a survey done by the Chamber of Geological Engineers, and their foundation is secure. There is no corrosion. There is no cracks. Their building is one of the safest in the city.
One of the pastors, whom we'll call Eric, has petitioned the governor of the province and publicly called on President Erdogan to intervene. Eric thinks it's an attempt to prevent Christians from gathering for a significant anniversary next year.
City was where the Council of Nicaea was held, which was pivotal in Christian history. And 2025 marks the 1,700th anniversary of that council.
As this situation unfolds, pray for favor with the government.
When I said, how can we pray for you? He says, I want this church to be a witnessing church, sharing the gospel until the day Jesus returns.
Meanwhile, failed attempts to secure a ceasefire and hostage release deal last week raised fears about Iran's promised retaliation against Israel. Iranian leaders said previously that they didn't want to disrupt the peace talks between Hamas and Israel. However, now that negotiations are at a stalemate, analysts say Iran could feel pressured by its allies to respond. This would expand the current war beyond Gaza. Transform Iran's Lana Silk tells us,
Jesus has said he could come back at any day, and we must be ready for him. When you're serving in an environment like Iran, where persecution is so heavy, and now we're talking about the threat of war, that sense of urgency is heightened. We need to make sure that the Iranian people have heard the gospel and had an opportunity to respond to it before it's too late.
Transform Iran specializes in reaching Iranians for Christ and helping new believers know how to follow Jesus in Iran.
We'll use every form of digital media you can imagine to communicate the love of Jesus for the people of Iran, his invitation to come into relationship with him. And when they do respond, we invite them to discipleship where they can really learn about this Jesus that they've chosen to follow.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
I invite listeners to sign up to our newsletter. It's free and it will fuel your prayer because you'll know what's going on.
And against the backdrop of active conflicts in the world today are ordinary people who suffer deeply and need hope. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministry says at a recent church gathering, Iranian believers told her,
remember that the people of Iran don't want these things to be occurring. They don't like this regime. They're actually persecuted by this regime, and we need to pray for them as well.
Godwin says that tragic stories in the news can serve as prompts for us to pray for fellow Christians.
We aren't able, of course, as missionaries, to send people into all of these war-torn situations, but I do believe the media is getting in.
IMM's programs have reached people in Ukrainian, Russian, Arabic, and more. They're committed to spreading the hope of Jesus and know God is working to reach people in deep pain.
Bombs falling, losing your house, being arrested by government officials, all these things are just desperate, desperate things. And those people need to know God loves them, and he hasn't forgotten them if they're believers. He hasn't lost track of them if they haven't met him yet. He's looking for them, yearning for them.
Pray for God to open doors into people's hearts, and pray for endurance for fellow believers who are caught in wars they don't want.
We as believers can be part of that. We can be part of that through media missions, praying for people in these places.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.